Some Juneteenth celebrations could look a little different this year. As companies and cities reconsider their support for diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, some Juneteenth celebrations have had to adapt. In Denver, for example, more than a dozen companies backed out of supporting the Juneteenth Music Festival. It's one of the city's largest celebrations of the holiday. One expert says some companies can no longer afford to financially support Juneteenth celebrations because they just don't have enough money given the economic uncertainty. The governor's office of West Virginia said they won't be hosting any Juneteenth events this year because of a budget deficit. Juneteenth celebrates the day the last enslaved people in Texas were told they were free on June 19, 1865. The day has been celebrated by Black Americans for generations. I'm Haya Panjwani.